This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the Psalms of Ascents. We are almost at the end of this series. We have Psalm 133 and Psalm 134 to go. And these have just three verses each. So we'll be finished this evening in the Psalms of Ascents. And we know that the Psalms of Ascents were sung by the pilgrims as they were on their way to Jerusalem to the yearly feast. And people of God, it is showing us that as they went up to Jerusalem, they would sing these psalms and they would be so joyful in their hearts as they continue on this journey. And we see they used to travel in a community. So it was a group of them traveling and they were all there to assist each other. They were all there to help each other. They were all there to be there to strengthen each other. So it was the community of people that were going up to Jerusalem to the yearly feast. And they would sing these songs. These songs would speak about Jerusalem. It speaks about Zion. It speaks about peace. It speaks about the temple. It speaks about the adversity that they would face even on this journey. So people of God, it's showing us that this spiritual journey, we will have a lot of adversities. We will have a lot of trials and testings and tribulation, people of God. But let us not give up. Let us consider our Lord Jesus Christ, what he has gone through for us. And let us continue on this journey. Let us not grow weary or faint on the journey. But let us continue to trust the Lord to see us through. When we can't walk, he will carry us. And we have to remember these words, people of God, and to know that we are on a pilgrim journey. We are just sojourners here on this earth. We are not here forever. We are just passing through. But let us continue to live that life that truly shows that we belong to Jesus. Let us continue to be that light and that salt on this earth, that others will see Christ in us and come to glorify his name. So we want to continue on our pilgrim journey. We want to continue to mature in Christ Jesus. We want to continue to live by his word and to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to pray and begin from Psalm 133. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the truth of your word. Oh God, we thank you that your word is able to transform us. Almighty God, we look to you, mighty God. Your word tells us that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. So I pray today in the name of Jesus that as we come, oh God, this evening, and as your truth is going forth, oh God, that your truth, oh God, and mighty Lord, will change our hearts and make us more and more like you. So as we come this evening in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you will illuminate your word to us. Help us to understand your word that we can apply it unto wisdom. Oh God, without understanding, we cannot live your word. So we pray today in the name of Jesus that you, oh God, will open up our hearts and minds to understand, oh God, and to live by your word. Breathe upon us, Holy Spirit. Transform us, oh God, by the renewing of our minds. And help us, oh God, to conform to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you again for your word. Thank you for your people who take time out to listen. And we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that this word, oh God, will bring forth that change that they do desire. Father God, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, and honor you as we look to you by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say amen. Amen. So we are going to begin with Psalm 133. And this psalm speaks of the blessed unity of the people of God. So there is always favor among God's people when we are united. So the psalm speaks of the blessed unity of the people of God. Look at verse 1 of Psalm 133. Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So the psalmist was saying, look and see how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So we see, even as these pilgrims travel up to Jerusalem, they were united. They were a community of people that were united going up to Jerusalem together. So as they looked and how they were moving together with unity among them, the psalmist here wrote, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And people of God, it's for us to know and understand that we are calling, the Lord is calling us to be united as one force, one army of people, one group of people, one people who are united through Christ Jesus. So all of us who have put our faith in Christ, we have become one in Christ, a united group of people that have put their trust in Christ. And when we look on the word of God, even Jesus himself reminds us to be united as one. And as he prayed for us in John 17:11, he said, now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those you have given me, that they may be one as we are. So we see the unity in the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They're always united, people of God. They are always in oneness. So Jesus prayed for the church of God that we would be one as they are one. So we have to know that God is calling us to oneness. So as the psalmist looked and he penned these words to paper, he said, behold how good and how pleasant it is. It's a good thing. It's pleasant for brethren to dwell together, to live together in unity. And Christ Jesus himself prayed to the Father for us. He said, keep through your name those that you have given me, that they may be one as we are. So the Lord wants us to be in oneness. The Lord wants us to live a life of unity, a unified body, the body of Christ. We as the children of God have to come to understand that the Lord is calling us to unity. We have been so fragmented, people of God. All over, we have been so, not united as one body. So the Lord is calling us to be united as one body in Christ Jesus, one body, many members, different functions, different group of people, but we are still one body in Christ. We are baptized by one Spirit into one body. So we are one body in Christ. So the Lord is calling us to be united. He said, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So we're going to read Ephesians 4, 1 through 5. And Ephesians 4, 1 through 5, where Paul speaks of the body walking in unity. So Paul said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness. So with all humility and meekness. So people of God, to walk this walk and to walk in unity, we have to be humble. We have to be meek. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering. So we have to endure some things. We have to put up with some things among each other. Bearing with one another in love. And that's the key, people of God. When we love one another, we bear with them. We put up with some stuff that we would normally be able to put up with. But with the love of Christ in our heart, we are able to live in unity with the brethren. Bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. So we have to pay some attention to these people of God. We have to endeavor. We have to put out some effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. in the bond of peace. We have to be diligent about this. We can't just sit idly by and see the disunity and don't do anything. So we have to purpose in our hearts, endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So we are supposed to be those that are reconcilers in the body of Christ. We are ready to reconcile. We are people who are people of peace. We are peacemakers. So we will be called the children of God because we are there ready to help to reconcile believers, to reconcile one another so that we can have that unity in the body of Christ. We can have that peace in the body of Christ, that wholeness in the body of Christ. When we are reconciled to God and walking in fellowship with God, then we will walk in wholeness. We will walk in that peace and unity because we are reconciled to God. There is one body and one spirit. So there is one body, people of God. So we can't be fragmented. We have to be a whole body. So there is one body and one spirit. Just as you were called in one hope of your calling. And Jesus Christ is our blessed hope. He's the hope of our calling. And he is the only one we can look to. So all of us who have put our faith in Jesus, we have become one in him. And he prayed for us. He prayed for us that we may be one as he and the Father are one. So we want to have unity among us as brethren. We want to dwell together, live together in unity. One Lord. Look at what Paul says here in verse 5 of Ephesians 4. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So it's one Lord. We have one Master, one faith, one baptism. We have been all baptized by one Spirit into the body of Christ. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And people of God, when we come to understand these words and come to understand that we are called to be united, we are called because we are of one Lord, one faith in Jesus Christ, one baptism, the Holy Spirit who baptizes us into the body, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So we have to come to understand and to know that the Lord is calling the church to be unified. We want to be a unified body, a body that will stand together, that will pray together, that will live righteously together, that will not be slanderous of each other, but we will go forth in the love of God, creating unity among us and being reconcilers, those who will go and try to make peace and bring forth reconciliation among God's people. So we are being called, people of God, to be those that dwell together in unity. All of us as brethren who have placed our faith in Jesus Christ, we are called to live in unity, live as one, live with that oneness in our spirit. And we will surely show forth the praise and glory of the Lord when we are living in oneness, when we are living in unity. Look at verse 2 of Psalm 133. The word said, it is like the precious oil upon the head. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the head and the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garment. So the psalmist here was speaking of the unity of the brethren is compared to the precious anointing oil that was used to anoint the high priest. And we see here Aaron at that time was the high priest. So it speaks of that oil running down from the head of Aaron down to his beard. He was completely saturated with this oil. And this oil also, people of God, symbolizes the Holy Spirit. And it shows, people of God, that those who are in service in the house of the Lord, we should also be filled up with the Spirit It shows the unity in the Spirit. So we should also be unified as one in the Spirit. Remember, we are called and we are baptized by the same Spirit. So we have to come to understand the unity of the brethren, how important it is in the body of Christ for us to be united. It's compared to the precious anointing oil that was used to anoint the priest, people of God, to anoint the priest for service in the house of the Lord. So we have to have the Holy Spirit. We have to have the anointing oil, the precious oil of the Spirit, anointing us completely. People of God, we need the Holy Spirit in our lives to completely anoint us so that we can go forth in power to serve God, so that we can live in unity. We can live in unity. So we want to come to that place of being saturated in the Spirit, so we can truly be true ambassadors for Christ Jesus. Look at verse 3 of Psalm 133. It is like the dew of Hermon. So it is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. So the psalmist continues to compare the anointing oil, the covering that the priests have, like the dew that covers Mount Hermon. So this covering of the Lord is a blessing that he commands in the lives of his people. So people of God, we have to know that we have the covering of the Lord with us. His Holy Spirit is with us, and he is our covering. So the Lord is with us, just like the dew covers Mount Hermon. And Mount Hermon was one of those mountains that surrounds Jerusalem. So it is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. So we see here, people of God, that covering that came upon that mountain. So it was like that oil that was running down upon the priest from the head down to the skirt, down to the garment of this priest. The priest was completely saturated in this anointing oil. And this anointing oil symbolizes the Holy Spirit. And we are called to be covered in him. We are called to be saturated in the Spirit. We are called to be immersed in him. So we see God's blessing will continually flow. God commands his blessings upon us. Life eternal in Christ Jesus. So the Holy Spirit as our covering. Jesus spoke of the Holy Spirit as our covering in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. So we are going to look at Acts chapter 1 verse 8 and see what the Lord says here in this verse. He said, "But you shall receive power. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, when the Holy Spirit has covered you, when the Holy Spirit has saturated you, you will have power and you shall be witnesses to me. So we will become Christ's witnesses when we are covered, when we are immersed in his Spirit. Then we will be united as one force. So it shows, people of God, we need the Holy Spirit constantly in our life. So Jesus spoke to them, "You shall receive power, dunamis power, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judah and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And we, people of God, are called to be witnesses for Jesus as the Holy Spirit fills us up with his power. So we need to be submerged in the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to cover us completely. Let no area be left exposed. We want to be covered completely by the Holy Spirit so we can go forth in power to do his will. So we continue in Psalm 134, and that's the last psalm in the Psalms of Ascent. So we have been going from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134, and this is where we finish in Psalm 134. Look on verse 1. "Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. So verse 1 said, behold, look and see, we must bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. So we see the servants in the house of the Lord serving in the night were encouraged to praise the Lord. So we see, people of God, worship of the Lord is continuous. Worship of the Lord will be going on right through the time in the tabernacle and also in the temple. So they had servants that were anointed and were given different duties at different times. So these were those who were serving at night. So the psalmist said, behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. So the servant in the house of the Lord serving in the night were encouraged to praise the Lord. Look at verse 2. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. So they were encouraged to lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. People of God, it's very important that we understand how that we are to lift up our hands and bless the Lord. Give him a yada praise. When we use the hand movement, it's showing that we are giving that yada praise. So we have to lift up our hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Lift up your hands. Come to that place of surrender and give him your all. So the psalmist here was just encouraging the servants of the Lord who by night stand in the house of the Lord to lift up their hands and praise the Lord in the sanctuary and bless the name of the Lord. Bless his name. Give praise to him. Say hallelujah to the Lord. Give him the highest praise, for he is worthy of praise, worthy of glory, worthy of honor. Look at verse 3. That's the last verse in Psalm 134. He said, the Lord who made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. So he was being specific here and saying, I am worshiping the true and living God, the God who made, the Lord who made heaven and earth. Bless you from Zion. We bless you from this holy city. We bless you from the city of the great king. We bless you from Jerusalem. That's what he's saying. He was saying, the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, Elohim, you are the creator of heaven and earth. The psalmist was praising God from Zion, Jerusalem, the holy city, the city of the great king. So we see, people of God, our bodies have now become the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Lord God Almighty lives with us and in us. So let us use our bodies, our temple, to praise God continuously. Let us continue to lift up our hands in the sanctuary. Let us know that our bodies are the temple of the living God. So let us glorify God with our bodies. Let us glorify God. Let us go forth daily with a heart of thanksgiving, knowing that our God is good and his mercy endures forever. Let us go forth with praise in our hearts, people of God. Let us praise the Lord and let us be filled with thanksgiving, because our God is good and his mercy endures forever. We have to be thankful. We have to be grateful for who God is and for what he has done for us. He has redeemed us, people of God. He's the one who redeemed us. So we have to have a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of praise to our God. And when we look at Psalm 150, that's the last psalm, it said, let all things praise the Lord. He said, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. So let us allow our bodies to praise God. Let us praise him, people of God. Lift up our hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. Praise him in his majesty. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness, people of God. Praise him with the sound of the trumpets. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instrument and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People of God, we are to praise the Lord. Our hearts should be filled with praise because our God is good to us. He is the creator of heaven and earth. He is not like the other gods of this world. The gods of this world are idols, people of God. But our God is the true and living God. He is the Ancient of Days. He is the Almighty God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. There is none before him and none after him. So let us know that our bodies have now become the holy sanctuary, the holy place of the Lord, the temple of the living God. So let us use our bodies to praise God continuously. The psalmist said, the Lord who made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. So we need to bless the Lord. Let the words of our mouth bless the Lord. Let our actions bless the Lord. Let us live a lifestyle of worship to him. Our lives should continually depict who is ruling and in our hearts and in our lives. So we have to know, go forth each day with a heart of thanksgiving, with a heart of worship to our God, because he is good and his mercy endures forever. Only goodness flows from our God. So we have to be grateful for all that he has done for us and go forth each day praising him, giving him the glory that belongs to his great name. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. So we always sing this song, come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. So we see where this chorus is coming from. It's coming from this psalm, Psalm 134, where the psalmist put this psalm to paper. And we have it as a psalm or a song which said, come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. So people of God, we're called to continuously give praise and glory to our God, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. He deserves all the praise and glory. He alone is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb of God that was slain, and we have to adore him. We have to pay homage to our King, for he alone is God, and he alone is worthy. So we have come to the end of our Psalms of Ascent, and I trust that we have learned a lot from these Psalms, and that we will continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we continue on this pilgrim journey, people of God, just a reminder to you all that we are not alone. We have the Holy Spirit with us, who is able to aid us on this journey. So God bless you all. Thank you all for going through this series, and I pray that you have been blessed. So we are going to pray at this time and close. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are and for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for your word to us. Thank you for allowing us to go through this series. And may your great name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Lord, is
love, reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us and 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.